like I remember when right before CG, when Phil Tippett and Rob O'Teen were doing RoboCop, you know, you only use the stop motion for very, very selective things. And I think the mistake that happens in terms of using those tools is as if people abused stop motion. You know, at the end of the day, is exactly the same analogy, except CG is easier to pipeline, and therefore easier for people to know they're gonna get there, no matter what. But I think that you know, the average movie, the average genre movie tempo, you know, has around 1,500, 2,000 CG shots. You know, the big ones, and the average one is 1,000 shots. I remember, I think that when Jurassic Park came out, or T2, or you know, in the early days, it was under 100, or 100 was already topping it. You know, so I think if we could get back to that, but I don't think there's turning back, because the fluidity of CG is really quite amazing, and it's being better and better technologically. So what I think we can aspire to is to use more physical stuff, CG augmented.
Well, I mean, part of
I think
of
that's a realistic goal.
Yeah, well, part of the